Out of Dawson, good morning with a KUAC UConn Quest update. I'm Dan Bross. The top seven mushers have left the Dawson City halfway point. Frontrunner Alan Moore is maintaining a big lead, while chasers Paige Drobny and Matt Hall compete for second place. Behind them, Ed Hopkins, top rookie Vaborn Raitan, and Laura Neese are running together, while rookie Tim Pappas mushes alone in the seventh spot. The rest of the field was still in Dawson as of early this morning. Swiss rookie musher Severin Cathry, listed as withdrawn from the race Friday for requesting help outside Eagle, is back in. A press release from the Quest says there was miscommunication about what happened with Cathry, and he's been reinstated. Cathry pulled into Dawson last night in the Red Lantern spot, joining other mushers resting there. Dawson City characterizes the Quest like no other place along the trail, and KUAC Zoe Rome has been soaking in the scene.
Dawson City, known as the Paris of the North and once home to over 40,000 people looking to strike gold in the Klondike. The lure of gold and Dawson's rowdy reputation attracted writers like Jack London and Robert Service, whose work focused on the Yukon's rough and rugged terrain. Though the population dwindled along with its gold mines, the streets and saloons of the Klondike Gold Rush town are bustling once again, but not with prospectors. Mushers, handlers, and fans converged in the former capital of the Yukon that marks the halfway point between Fairbanks and Whitehorse. A campground just outside the city is home to a canine shantytown that was described to me as Burning Man, but cold and with dogs. Andy Cook, brother and handler for Rob Cook, gives me a tour, careful not to wake a tent full of Siberian huskies snoozing nearby.
In the center, we have a big shelter that's for the dogs to rest and recuperate. It's essentially a long frame covered in tarpaulin with straw for the dogs. And then at the front here, we have an area where we can take the dogs out. They can be walked, they can be fed, and do anything else they need to do.
Matt Hall was putting the finishing touches on his sled, assessing his team and preparing to depart for Dawson for the last half of the race.
This year, you know, I can look at the team and it's like, wow, they look phenomenal. After the first time we got them up, you know, after sleeping for 6 hours, they're dragging us around, hiking their legs on things, digging in the straw. I know what a good looking team looks like, and these guys look good. So, you know, like I said earlier, I'm not gonna go for the win now, but it's just exciting to be like, all right, well, we got 450 miles of the race left, and it's gonna be a good run. You know, it's not gonna be a struggle. It's gonna be like, yeah, here we go. So, looking forward to it.
Alan Moore still has a strong lead, though many teams are running slower than expected due to the extreme cold.
I mean, everybody's kind of had to back off a little bit and run how their dog should be ran.
The layover in Dawson is a unique feature of the race, effectively splitting it into two 500-mile races. The next 200 miles takes mushers down a rugged wilderness as they meander down a maze of Gold Rush-era trail that takes mushers to the 4,000-foot King Solomon's Dome and through the Black Hills before hitting the frozen Pelly River. This section of trail can be particularly daunting. Places to stop are few and far between. Moose and caribou have been known to lurch suddenly onto the trail, startling sled dogs and their mushers. After lots of rest and ample helpings of doggy beef stew, mushers and their dogs are ready to get back to the trail described in Robert Service's poem, The Spell of the Yukon. It's the great big broad land way up yonder. It's the forests where silence has lease. It's the beauty that thrills me with wonder. It's the stillness that fills me with peace. On the Yukon Quest Trail in Dawson, I'm Zoe Rome.
And I'm Dan Bross in Fairbanks.
KUAC coverage of the 2018 Yukon Quest is made possible by Smart Automotive, Radiology Consultants, Golden Heart Emergency Physicians, Kinross Fort Knox, North Pole Veterinary Hospital, Sourdough Fuel, Cold Spot Feeds, Water Wagon, and Shannon & Wilson. Proud sponsors of KUAC.